Radio Avenger. Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, I'm back. Rick Adams is here, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you know the number. Tonight we have an open forum, much to talk about, and only an hour, so get ready. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. And tomorrow night, a reminder now, tomorrow night and Friday night, we have scheduled none other than Tom Kimmel of Pearl Harbor fame. His granddad, you know, was Admiral Husband Kimmel, who, along with General Walter Short, took the rap for Mr. Roosevelt's attack at Pearl Harbor. And, of course, these two gentlemen had to suffer the indignity and the embarrassment and the shame of being blamed for something they had nothing to do with. But that was typical of that evil bum, Roosevelt, and what he represented in American politics, treason, just as George Bush represents treason today, as far as I'm concerned. But Tom Kimmel is a very eloquent and very, very detailed, very honest researcher, though he has an axe to grind, admittedly. He is an honest guy. He's been, he served in the FBI for 25 years, and he will tie in 9/11 with Pearl Harbor, the parallels, the comparisons, the similarities, and so forth. So he's also been in naval intelligence for years as well. Tomorrow night and Friday night, we will serialize this two-part adventure and the latest information about the FBI's role in the Pearl Harbor attacks, and that should be fascinating. Also, I will be on Friday night on Gene Smith's program on shortwave, and you know, Gene Smith, the BibleTruthMan.com, he has a program on shortwave now, and Friday nights at 7 o'clock Central, I believe, and he's on the Internet as well. The frequency is 5070 at night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern time. And then on the net, you can stream along at WWCR.com, I believe. In any event, I will be with him for an hour on his program Friday night talking about Pearl Harbor, too. So you'll get a double whammy. And then, of course, back again at 10 o'clock Central Time to do our show. So, in the meantime, there is no shortage things to talk about. You, of course, all have heard this new U.S. intelligence report saying that Iran has stopped its nuclear weapons development as of 2003. And I'm very suspicious as to what's really going on. And I have my theories and my own opinions. But this sort of thing does not happen by accident. Because you know and I know, Iran must be brought into the one world system, just as Iraq was, by way of deception. And, of course, the rest of the Middle East. The whole Islamic world must be brought under the tent of Satan and his children. So we will see that happen by one way or another, by hook or by crook. And I think you'll find that George Bush and his neocon bosses are playing one big game, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more Rick Adams right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That's right, that's right. Support RBN. You know what to do. You know what you have to do. You need to get with Republic Trading Company. That's right. That's the Republic Trading Group. And dial them up, 800-691-7898. You got any questions? Now's the time. Now's the time to do some investing. Couldn't be better for you to do it. Now that the economy is going deep south, you better learn, and I better learn, how to take care of yourselves, right? Why not? Absolutely. And, of course, we do want you to support Republic Broadcasting as well. So get on the homepage, click on, if you can. If you're on a computer, by all means, www.republicbroadcasting.org. By the way, the Bible says, yes, indeed. Are you looking for answers to what's happening? Call 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. Once again, that number is 888-211-1715. That's the number. Now, our number here, of course, is 800-313-9443. I was just mentioning to you about the latest in the intel reports concerning Iran, which I had known about several days back. I had initially heard from I had heard from Professor William Beeman, Brown University, and his, of course, extraction of it from the media, but he sent out an email about the report. And then, of course, it began making all of the talk shows, I guess, and all of the media moguls and so on and so forth. But interestingly enough, it didn't take very long. It did not take very long for reaction to set in. Now, we have reaction, of course, from France. Now, the president of France, as you know, is a Jew. His name is Sarkozy. In fact, he's more than just any Jew. He's a Jew who, we're told, was a Mossad agent in the 1980s. Now, in the 1980s, the Mossad and the government of Israel decided to launch a propaganda offensive against what it called Islamo-terrorism. And that was definitely begun and originated with the government of Israel and the Likud party particularly. And all of a sudden in America you began to hear about Islamo-fascism and Islamo-terrorism, and they were priming the pump, and NBC and Tom Brokaw and all the rest of them were talking about how bad the Taliban was. They were blowing up statues, and they were taking down edifices and all of that sort of thing in the 1990s. And then, of course, we had, you know what, 2001, the second Pearl Harbor event. Well, now, Mr. Sarkozy, the French president, said that a new U.S. intelligence report, which says that Iran stopped its nuclear weapons development in 2003, reinforces international concerns, i.e. Jewish concerns, and should not diminish pressure for new sanctions. He said early today, as a matter of fact, that he had spoken yesterday with President George Bush about that report, which reversed earlier American statements and said Iran had halted the nuclear program because of international pressure. And that report also contained warnings about Iran's continued nuclear activity and said it could have a nuclear bomb between 2010 and 2015. Sarkozy said that if confirmed, the findings mean international concern since 2002 about the intentions of nuclear activities in Iran would be further reinforced. That's what Mr. Mossad is saying. The demands of the international community, therefore, are pertinent. Iran should cooperate fully with the International Atomic Energy Agency and suspend its enrichment activities. That's what the statement said. Iran's refusal to conform justifies a new UN resolution reinforcing sanctions. Who the heck is the United Nations? The house that Alger Hiss helped to build. The house of Marx, Lenin, and Stalin. By what authority does the United States, under the armpit of Israel, do the bidding of the so-called world community and tell other nations whether they can or cannot have a nuclear device? That's none of our concern. That's internationalism. That's globalism. Our only concern is defending American sovereignty and American security, neither of which George Bush will do, because George Bush is a globalist, an internationalist, a Zionist puppet, a one-worlder. So America must go. And it ain't Osama bin Laden or Mr. Ahmadinejad who are responsible for taking American security and freedom down the tubes. It is this corrupt Zionist-run administration, my friends. That's pretty apparent now. France, under Mr. Mossad, Sarkozy, has taken a harder line on Iran and has joined the U.S. push for a third U.N. Security Council resolution sanctioning Iran for its refusal to comply with demands that it halt uranium enrichment. When was the last time you heard them ask Israel to halt their uranium facilities and to submit their international weaponry to inspection internationally, or to obey a UN resolution calling for Israel to surrender its nuclear arms to the world body. Huh? When was the last time? Well, of course, you know darn right well that that's not about to happen. Only one nation and one people, Satan's children, say they have the right to defend themselves. Only they. Only they. Doesn't that sound awfully familiar? Well, it sure does to me. Now, against this backdrop comes this declaration of World Against War Conference. It agreed unanimously by 1,200 delegates from 26 countries attending the World Against War Conference this past Saturday. You probably didn't see too much about it in the controlled media. But they met, and they concluded that they had to make several demands. And I'm not in that bunch, by the way. Mostly they are a bunch of socialists and leftists and peaceniks and so forth. But, you know, even that broken clock is right twice a day. Well, they said they want an immediate end to the illegal military occupation of Iraq, which has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths and displaced millions of people, a withdrawal of all foreign troops, and the full transfer of sovereignty to the Iraqi people and their representatives, a halt to all preparations for any attack on Iran, a withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan, allowing the Afghani people to determine their own future, justice for the Palestinian people, and an end to Israeli aggression throughout the Middle East, and an end to plans for U.S. missile defense, and that all states actively pursue nuclear deterrence. We affirm the solidarity of all those fighting for peace, social justice, and self-determination worldwide, blah, blah, blah. Now, while we're talking, and Mr. Sarkozy, Mr. Mossad from France, is talking about how Iran is a danger and a threat to the world, meaning to Israel's world, it is very interesting. Hanukkah is the Jewish holiday of light, quote-unquote, that recounts the Talmudic story of the Maccabees' victory over the armies of King Antiochus the Fourth. The story symbolizes the triumph of, quote, good over evil and light over darkness, unquote. Well, very interesting. This year, the celebration of Hanukkah coincides with a slow-motion genocide and the legions of Zionism that are carrying it out against nearly 1.5 million helpless people in the Gaza Strip. Gazans are dying in significant numbers as Israel continues to bar them from accessing food and work. Scores of patients have also succumbed to their illnesses thanks to Israel's refusal to allow these people to travel abroad or reach the West Bank to seek proper medical care. This is a war. My friends, they talk about Nazism. This makes anything Nazism has been responsible for pale in comparison. This is a crime of crimes, the likes of which we have never seen, being committed by a people who claim they are victims. This week, the Israeli Supreme Court, which is nothing but a rubber stamp, nothing but a rubber stamp in the hands of the occupation army, authorized further cuts of fuel supplies and electricity to Gaza. How would you like to live like that, huh? George Bush says, democracy, democracy, freedom. Rick Adams, we'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Vengeance is on the way. It's time we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high before they up and bust us. Let's use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope. Hang 'em high. Check 'em out, size 'em up, hook 'em up, bind 'em out. If they're in, vote 'em out. If they're out, put 'em down. Drag 'em into the court, every trade or sort. Use your vote like a rope. Hang 'em high. Hang 'em high. Yeah.
Cut the rope. Cut the rope now. Let 'em dangle. How's that, huh? All right. Cut the floor out from under them. Anyway, before I get to our telephone callers, let me just complete the commentary here that I'm making as I started off by talking about the news regarding the intelligence community vis-a-vis Iran and its alleged nuclear facilities. Mr. Sarkozy, who is a Mossad agent, president of France, who tells us that we need to crack down on Iran because Iran is a terrible country and Iran practices all kinds of genocide and meanness and unkindness and terrible things like that, which undoubtedly they do. All governments do that. But here we have Israel in an occupied land illegally in Gaza. Now the Supreme Court of Israel has been authorizing the cuts of all fuel supplies and electricity to Gaza. That is what a ghetto is like, a military ghetto. Maybe the Warsaw Ghetto comes to mind? Huh? This, coupled with the sinister policy of denying Gazans access to fresh food, clean water, and all of the necessities of life, is already having a disastrous impact on these people, whose only crime is that 23 months ago they elected their government, and Israel and their puppet George Bush didn't like it. Democracy, freedom. I want that rope, Manny. Give me that rope for George Bush and Mr. Cheney. So, according to the news agency MAN, M-A-A-N, hospitals in Gaza are already facing nightmarish conditions resulting from the fuel shortage. There's one case, Maroyia Hassanin, director of emergency medical services in Gaza, was quoted as saying, quote, "The continued cutoff of fuel supplies to Gaza would cause the destruction of crucial vaccines and other essential medical supplies. The fuel shortage is also impacting intensive care units, dialysis units, operating rooms, and neonatal incubators." Who was that guy, Mathis, that guy we had on the show, said that the Zionists do not target children? They do not kill children? Oh, yeah? Well, of course, he's Jewish, so what would you expect, right? Well, in addition to the careless blockade, the Israeli occupation army continues to murder innocent Palestinian civilians on a daily basis. And to justify, or at least extenuate, these crimes, the Israeli army routinely conducts all kinds of excuses for their raids and then pretext and lies, which are readily parroted by the dishonest, controlled media bosses here in America. On Sunday, this past Sunday, trigger-happy Israeli soldiers shot and killed 31-year-old Firas Quagas near Ramallah as he was walking with his brother outside the latter's home. The father of the three female children died a few hours later at Ramallah's government hospital. As usual, the Israeli army issued a terse statement saying the army was investigating the incident. Meanwhile, Israeli occupation troops continue nearly every night to storm Palestinian homes, usually in the quiet hours before dawn, terrorizing innocent men, women, and children. Hey, what did they say about Hitler? What did they say about the Nazi stormtroopers? They can't compare, my friends. This is without cause, without provocation, without any excuse whatsoever. This is a real Holocaust that cannot be washed aside or brushed aside, my friends. George Bush said that Israel is our good ally, our good friends, and Ariel Sharon, you remember, was his partner in peace. Well, may he not rest in peace. All right. The clock says it's time to take a break, and I will be right back with our callers. 800-313-9443 is the number, ladies and gentlemen. For Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, yes, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Jump aboard now or forever hold your peace. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
And yes, indeed, I've lost my respect, too. Our number is 800-313-9443. Let me take a call from a stranger, someone who generally has never called a talk show, I guess, and that's Doug from Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yes. Hey, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I've been kind of distancing myself from your show since you're so anti-Semitic.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm a Semite. How can I be anti-Semitic? I am a true Semite. I am a descendant of Shem.
Would you say things, Bill, that cast aspersions on the state of Israel, the Antichrist, uh-huh. Jewish supremacist, apartheid state of Israel?
Yes,
and that bothers me.
I'm sorry.
Because I've been attending Pastor Hagee's church.
You have?
Regularly. Yep.
Oh, well, now, are you getting fed? Are you getting a good nourishment there?
Well, certainly. I mean, certainly.
You are, huh?
Yeah, he's quite the guy. And his son is coming up in his footsteps, and they're defending the state of Israel is we should worship them, and we
yes.
should anything we give them we'll be blessed in return.
Oh,
that's
yes.
what it says in
we
the
always have
Bible.
Been. Yes. Yes, we have been blessed. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
terrorism, murder, high oil prices, high energy prices.
But look at the inflation.
All of these blessings.
Look at the inflation rate, Rick. It's only 2%, I think.
2%? Yeah. My goodness.
Right. I buy a gallon.
But what are you complaining about? My goodness. That's just a... I mean, that's... Come on. That's below the bale now.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can go in there and buy a pint of potato salad for less than $5, just $4.99 now. It used to be 50 cents a year.
Oh, there you go. You can buy three apples for $2.25?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's because we don't allow enough illegals to come in and pick them. That's the reason, you know. You realize that, right?
I think our biggest problem, though, is the news media is controlled by the Islamo-fascists.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they own all the news media. You know that. And
they do? Well, that's news to me.
I heard on Rush Limbaugh today that, you know, they come up with the liberals and the Islamo-fascists that control the media are trying to tell us that Iran doesn't really pose a threat to us, and they do that because they hate Bush. It's not, doesn't have anything to do with the fact that, you know, all they're trying to do is stay out of our crosshairs.
Well,
you know.
I mean, after all, I mean, Iran is just a very dangerous country now.
The guy wants to be a dictator.
He is a dictator. He's terrible. He's killing people by the thousands. He's executing them, forcing them into hard labor. You don't see that in the United States. You don't see that in Israel now, in Gaza, do you? You don't see that in Red China, my goodness, do you?
Right.
George Bush's friends.
In other words, in this country, all we do is lock up real enemies of the state and threaten mm-hmm. to the...
Like Rick Stanley.
Say, Jim Trafficant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And those evil people that...
don't pay their income taxes.
Yeah, Ed and Lane Brown.
Brown, yep.
They've only paid a few million dollars, but they're not paying their fair share.
There you go.
They were refusing to pay their fair share.
Enemies of the state.
Right.
Now, you wouldn't happen to be one of those enemies of the state, would you, Doug?
Well, Rick, I filed in 69, and I got a $1,500 rebate.
1869 or
1969? 1969. Oh. I was a youthful little creature, and I thought that maybe that was what... You know, it was required of me, but
yes,
I did that.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed it.
Sure.
And I certainly enjoyed getting my $1,500 back. That was fantastic. And then I did a little bit of research and figured out that I wasn't required to do that. It's a voluntary system, which, you know.
And you've been depriving the state of Israel of all of this money all of this time?
Yeah,
is that what you've been doing?
Well,
for shame.
I feel guilt. I mean, I feel a certain.
So, what are you doing about it?
Well, every time I go in a little convenience store and I see somebody that looks like they might be Arabic or you know of Arabic extraction,
mm-hmm.
I shoplift a little bit. I try to screw them as much as I can because.
I see.
You know, they account for just about every problem we have in this country.
Oh, well, you can definitely see that.
And
I mean, and the thing is, there are millions in this country now, millions of them.
But there are more of them than there are our little Jewish friends. Our poor little Jewish friends comprise about 1.5% of the population, but they're so underrepresented. Like in the Senate, I think there's only about 18 of them.
A dozen, anyway.
No, I can name a dozen. Let's see: Boxer, Feinstein,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
Feingold,
yeah,
Lautenberg, Spector, Schumer, Cole, Levin, you, you
only eight.
Well, I can go a little bit further than that.
Yeah, but that's because their constituents love them so much because they've been such good, diligent representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Doug. You realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are there for one reason, to serve America, not
America.
Israel.
Yeah, Lieberman's the best example of that.
Absolutely.
He wants to protect us against the Islamo-fascist.
Yes.
Because he is 100% he wants to protect the Goyim from these evil Islamo-fascists that want to kill us.
Yes.
That's all he wanted to do.
And he's very concerned about human rights violations in the world.
Right.
In Darfur and places like that.
Right.
So, I mean, let's face it.
They are the... That's one thing I can say about people like Lieberman. And he said that his daughter, he wouldn't want her to marry outside the race. He's very...
La Raza, huh? His La Raza.
He's for diversity. Goyim. In other words, Goyim just makes it up.
Uh-huh.
The more mongrelization we can have, and the more democracy, because democracy is, well, I call it mobocracy. I don't know why, but,
we have this Jewish columnist in our local newspaper here, Charlie Baxt. And he just bashed all of those people in our state who are against the aliens coming in and taking advantage of our generosity, and said it's just terrible. It's anti-humane and it's vile, and
Right. The
governor should be ashamed of himself for coming out against illegals and trying to deny them services like bilingual education and things like that, food stamps, hospital care, schooling, all those things that are costing us hundreds of millions of dollars.
Why should we deny them that when you know good and well that you and I could go down to Mexico and our children would have bilingual education, we'd get all kind of welfare and free hospitalization and this and that and other. I mean, you know, we have to live up to the standards that the other people, if you went to Guatemala tomorrow, and you'd be treated, you know, you'd be enrolled in some welfare program, and they go out of their way to give you an English ballot so you can vote. That's not, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
We're so far behind the rest of the world.
I understand that, Doug.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for your contribution. And
please
pass your shekels on to Israel. Thank you.
You're a more enlightened man after just a few short minutes, aren't you, Rick?
Thank you. I'm happy I heard from you.
All right.
Keep up your boycotts, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Never a dull moment with Doug. 1-800-313-9443. Speaking of Mexico, of course, the story that is now circulating, the mainstream propaganda media, but it is an interesting story, to say the least, and that has to do with the 4,000 or so bodies that the Mexican, in one city in Mexico, they are exhuming. That's in Ciudad Juarez. And that's where the authorities, we're told, are... by the way, it is a border city. And apparently they plan to exhume the remains of more than 4,000 unidentified people buried in common graves and take DNA samples to identify them. Well, I wonder if there some of them might be Americans who may have tried to go into Mexico or back to Mexico when they were told to get out and come and infest America. Oh, wouldn't that be something? What do you think about that, huh? That is amazing, isn't it? So now we're going to receive this report here with some trepidation as to who those bodies may have belonged to. I don't know. But an investigation is forthcoming. Make no mistake about that. Gary in Tennessee is next. Hello, Gary. You're on the program with Rick Adam.
Rick?
Yes.
I didn't hear the buzz and the click. I assume I'm on the air.
You're on the air with me. Yes, Gary.
Yeah, well, I hope Doug from Texas is still listening because he bagged me good tonight.
He did?
Yeah, he did. He's a master of facetiousness,
mm-hmm.
if there is such a word.
Yes.
But if there isn't, I just coined one.
There is a word, yes.
But when he, since he said that Pastor Hagee and his son was his hero, the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I started reaching for the phone. But he got me good. I'll be watching for him.
Well, you know, you're not too far away from the main church in San Antonio.
Well, I should have picked up on the point that you're being overly nice to him, and then as the conversation went on, then I realized that he was just poking a whole lot of fun by saying the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Doug is the master of it. Yes,
he, he's the master of it. I'm the master of a double entendre. But there's
now you know. But, you know about Doug.
But Lieberman, he doesn't know the difference between being a service to America and servicing America. And I'm an old farm boy, and I think you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But
indeed.
I do want to say on the air, and this has nothing to do with the person who was on the air prior to you, but... I hope that you get back to 3 hours because you were.
Well, I was only on for two now. Wait a minute.
Well, 2 hours, whatever.
Yeah, well, I was told that, you know, this is a temporary thing and in a couple of months or so things are back to normal here.
I'll suffer for 2 months, but.
Well, I hope so.
You're a great person, and you handle your guests so well, no matter how nasty they get.
Flattery will get you everywhere, Gary.
You nice them to death. You're a master of that. And,
well, thank you.
I miss you being on the air for 3 hours. And this is nothing against the other person, but I hope to hear you on the air for 3 hours. You're one of the rock foundations of RBN.
All right.
I appreciate
that.
That's all I got to say.
Well, that's enough. Thank you, Gary. Now my head has to fit through the glass door here. I'm
sorry. You go out and buy a bigger size hat. I'm sure your head's bigger now.
Actually, I'm only kidding. But I appreciate the accolades. Thank you very much for that. But we continue. We continue to do the best we can under the circumstances. Thank you, Gary. All right. You hear that, Manny? Get a bigger hat and send one to me. You got those, 10-gallon hats down there in Texas?
We got 3 of them.
You've got 3 of them? Do you wear a 10-gallon hat? Have
Always.
You worn one?
Always.
Always? Even in bed?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I find that hard to believe. You probably wear your boots in bed, too, right?
Yeah, with spurs, too.
Spurs? Oh, my. You kicking those ponies around, are you? I know. Well, I like those rodeos. I like watching rodeos, as they say. That I enjoy a lot. I like to see some cowboy get up and ride a politician like they do with the horses. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like one in particular there, that Huckabee and... Huckstraby, I think they call him now. Well, he's as you know, he's the hero of the so-called Christian right now. Now he's a conservative and he's a Christian, all in one fell swoop. And of course, he has a Willie Horton story to tell. And also, he considers you to be a bigot if you oppose benefits for illegal aliens. Now, this is the new gospel, the social gospel of Mr. Huckabee. Yes, the Lord Huckabee, Huckstraby, as they say. So he is now anointed by the media as the respectable, quote, leading Republican conservative candidate in the upcoming caucuses and primaries. Oh, we shall see. We shall see. Oh, my. How do you like that from a guy who is nothing but a politician. He believes the Bible from cover to cover, including the covers. He believes it, ladies and gentlemen, and he's got Elmer Gantry in his ministry to prove it. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that? Well, how are they going to assassinate Ron Paul's candidacy? Mr. Huckabee? Forget Fred Thompson. He's out in left field. But Ron Paul has never made religion, quote-unquote, an issue. And for good reason. He's a constitutionalist. He obviously believes in the Father. He does believe in Christianity, but he doesn't make it a national issue because it's not a national issue in the sense that we are not constitutionally given any particular religious denomination. That's a states' rights issue. And that's where Ron Paul is much more sincere and honest than any of these candidates. Be right back. I'm Rick Adams on RBN. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Oh, yes, indeed, we have. Hey, don't forget Republic Trading. Come on now, Republic Trading Group at 800-691-691. 7898 for all of your financial investments, and now is the time to do the investing. Also, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, and The Secret Terrorists, to name just a few. The number again is 888-211-1715. And let me say hello now to our next caller, Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Thank you for taking my call. As regards to your time on the show, it just seems like 3 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
No, it does. It seems like it's a lot of work, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. No, actually, 1 hour is not enough for you because you always have like good information. But I just have one question.
Yeah.
Are you and Doug gonna take this show of yours on the road?
Why not?
Hey, you know,
sure. It is a good idea, don't you?
Sure, why not? He had me going there for about the first minute or two.
Really?
Until he mentioned Pastor Hagee, I said, "Nah, anyone that listens to your show has got to know that Hagee is a walking joke."
Oh, come on! He's such a religious man, though.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, you know, the way he talks, that centurious voice of his, that booming voice, you know, he's got to be real.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, you know, he could be. He could be a real. I know his wallet is real. That's for sure.
Yeah, I tell you.
He's got a pretty big wallet there.
Well, I mean, if you can have a mega church and pack him in the pews like he does, well, you know, he must be God's true emissary.
Well, there you go. Money talks and something else walks, right?
That's true. Well, let me ask you about the NIE thing. Do you think this is for real? Do you think there's a split in the intelligence community with the Bush administration, or do you think this is just another rabbit trail, another thing?
I think it's just a, shall we say, a zigzag in the road. I think it's a tactical issue for them, and there's a division going on in the governments, the Illuminists, if you will. But I also believe that they're going to give Iran a chance to launch some sort of provocation, and that's what they're going to do, and then say, you see, we told you so, even though the intelligence report said something else. Look, you just can't trust those Iranians. They're going to attack us. They're going to attack our men. Saudi Arabia, they're all doing it. Let's go get them. Let's go get them. You wait and see. Wait and see what happens. I hope not, but I know better.
Yeah, so they got something else up their sleeve, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a tactical issue for them. And believe you me, they are not going to in any way stray from their goal. They want Iran.
Well,
and they'll get it one day.
Well, yeah, they want to get the central bankers, control their economy, you know.
Yep, and they'll do it one way or another. It doesn't have to even be by military force, by the way. But
it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't, and we'll pursue this in the future. Out of time, though. Thank you very much for calling, Mike.
Nice, thanks a lot.
All right, we're out of time. Tomorrow night, don't forget, and Friday night, the Pearl Harbor story, the story within the story, Tom. Yes, Tom Kimmel, grandson of Admiral Kimmel. Please join us, and don't be shy. You support Republic Broadcasting Network and Rick Adams right here. We'll be back tomorrow night, Lord willing, and have a very blessed good night. With